time is 5:31 on March 20, 2024, and I would like to call this special meeting of the Veterans Advisory Commission to order. Would the secretary please call the roll?
We have Commissioner Akana.
Present.
Commissioner Castro. Commissioner Martinez.
Present.
Commissioner Pine.
Present.
Commissioner Williams.
Present.
Commissioner Stewart.
Present.
Perfect.
The public comments is a section on the agenda for members of the public to address the board on items that are not listed on the agenda. Has the secretary received any requests to speak or any comments?
No comments.
Next, let's go on to the action items. Approval, excuse absence of Commissioner Williams from special committee, special meeting on January 22. Can I have someone move?
Move to approve.
I'll second that.
So moved by Commissioner Martinez, second by Commissioner Stewart. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so we unanimously defeated that. Okay, approve that. Okay, second, approval of special meeting minutes of January 22.
Commissioner Martinez recommends approval of meeting minutes.
I second. Oh, I have a discussion.
Go ahead.
There's some things in there. It's just strange. It says that Commissioner Pine wanted a letter from governor, but I think she meant to say mayor.
Oh, yes.
Right?
I can fix the wording.
Okay. Did you read it? I was like, okay, I don't. Then it says that Commissioner Akana will speak to the governor, and I think it meant Mayor McCann.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And for the a little details on the meeting, it says that the time, we wanted the time to be available for more people to come, not necessarily that reveal gets done on time as well. On time, we meant at a time, not on time.
Okay.
There's a little discrepancy, I think, means a lot. So, can we have minutes approved but with
corrections?
Correction.
Recommend the move with corrections for approval.
First by Martinez, second by Pine again, Commissioner Pine. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? So it was moved to approve the minutes. Approval of Subcommittee for Veteran of the Year Program. Do we have a motion? And then we'll get a second motion that we'll discuss and then approve.
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Approval of the Subcommittee for Veteran of the Year Program.
Second.
Any discussion?
No discussion.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. So when we have these subcommittees, are they based on July or calendar year?
I can clarify that with the clerk office. No. I'll be able to clarify that. Do you know anything as far as the calendar versus fiscal year?
It would have to be all the actions have to be made by the end of the calendar. You can make other actions that are for the next fiscal year. But I believe it ends for us June 22nd, I believe, June 21st.
So the subcommittee for the veterans will end in July, and then we redo the calendar year?
July. I thought you said calendar year.
Fiscal year.
Fiscal year.
The other piece of that, too, is by the time, way before that happens, the deal will have a finalized version of an actual action plan, and the action plan can have more than just the subcommittee participating. So, yeah, so the goal is to have everything finalized way before that. And then if we need to decide that we want to renew it with a different subcommittee or even different people, we can do that at that time, as far as I understand it.
So the subcommittee will be valid until end of June, and we'll discuss whether we have to redo it again or with new people.
Correct. We can definitely make another another approval of the subcommittee and we can keep it going.
Okay, can I have another motion? With the changes that we discussed? All in favor? Well, it says approval subcommittee. To approve the subcommittee of Commissioner Pine and Commissioner Stewart. All in favor?
Aye.
Where does it say Pine and Stewart?
Because we discussed that. We discussed that last time.
It's on your
Do you still want to participate?
I want it to be on the record, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's on the Excel sheet.
That's not on the record.
Okay. On this record?
In the minutes.
Okay, we'll have approval of the subcommittee. Committee consists of Commissioner Pine and Commissioner Stewart until end of June.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
And who seconded the approval?
Williams.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, so the next one, approval of subcommittee for Veteran Wall. And it consisted of Commissioner Castro and Commissioner Martinez, is that correct?
That's correct.
That's correct.
Can I have a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? Can we have the same stipulation of the subcommittee will consist of Commissioner Pine, Commissioner Martinez to end of June?
It's Castro.
Oh, Castro. Sorry, keep looking at you. You do everything.
You're going to get it all.
I know. All in favor?
Aye.
So that was unanimous. Okay, we now move to staff comments.
The only comment that I wanted to say is that we still have a regular March meeting, which is going to be March 20th at 6 p.m. Same place.
No comments from the liaison side.
Thank you for being here.
Yes.
So we will now move to chair comments. My comment was that I know there was a big transition, but I'm still waiting for the minutes from the last couple of months to approve, and hopefully we'll get that at the end of the month.
Yes, I will reach out to Alyssa. I know that she was working on them, but I'll ask her this week again if I can get those minutes from her.
Okay, and then I won't be at the next meeting in 2 weeks, so Commissioner Williams will be in charge of that. And then my other one is that I do think that we need a subcommittee for, or maybe we don't, because I'd like to discuss at the next meeting, you guys could discuss, what we could do in May to honor for Memorial Month, Memorial Day. We could have, I don't know if you guys want color guards or something special at City Council to recognize that it's Memorial Day weekend, something. But you could discuss that at the next meeting.
I'll make that an action item.
Commissioners' comments?
I still would like to ensure that the military reintegration program is on the agenda for the next meeting, which will be 2 weeks from now, okay. Just so I can give a small presentation on it.
Okay.
Senator Martinez has a remark here. Two public notices, I would say. One is the Old Tire Ranch High School will be military family night and honoring their military members within the staff. September 2024, I will give her additional details. I know that COM, NAB, Region Southwest is helping with the process as well. The second public notice is on November 1st, it's a Friday. Honor Our Veterans Parade, the 17th annual Honor Our Veterans Parade is committee is being built, and first meeting coming up in the end of March.
Liaison Martinez.
Yes.
Is there any way we could have these things on our website for the city whenever we have things like this?
Yes. So if you're able to give them to me when we will build them out and then get the final details on it. And then I could give it to our webmaster to be able to put on our.
Who is the webmaster now?
Mark Amio, younger gentleman, but he's been around the last couple of years.
So does someone like Commissioner Martinez email you and then you put it on there?
Yes, if you're able to send everything either to the secretary or the VAC at chulavistaca.gov, I'll be able to update all that information.
So I know we discussed having links or notices on the website under the Veterans Advisory Commission.
Mm-hmm.
Just so, you know, for reference for more resources.
Yes.
Okay.
12-minute meeting.
The time is that quarter to six? 5:45, and I am adjourning this meeting to the regular meeting on March 20, 2024 at 6 p.m. Thank you very much, everyone. Okay.